And you may be relieved this tax season to hear that the IRS is doing fewer audits. In fact, in 2016, the number of IRS audits dropped for the sixth straight year, according to the Associated Press. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money and her new podcast, Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So the number of people the IRS audited dropped 16% last year compared to the year before that. Corporate audits also down. What's going on?
You know, the IRS says this is all about budget cuts. Since 2010, the agency's budget has shrunk by $1 billion, from $12.2 to $11.2 billion. And, you know, the IRS now has about 17,000 fewer employees, and that includes nearly 7,000 enforcement agents. So that means with fewer resources, the agency just can't get to as many audits.
So why has the IRS been facing such cutbacks?
You know, I think it's complicated. It started really with a general pullback of government spending. Remember the sequester and all the budgeting that was being done then. But, you know, this did amp up a little bit around the political world when Republicans were targeting the IRS after it was revealed that the agency really was singling out conservative political action groups for extra scrutiny. You know, this emerged mostly in the press in 2012. The IRS commissioner was actually censured last summer. So, you know, this has been a bit political as well.
And the Treasury Secretary, the new Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, has said he'd like to increase IRS staffing levels.
Yeah, that was a little bit interesting because Mnuchin certainly surprised some Republicans when his confirmation hearing was going on. He said he wanted to see a priority to be rebuilding the IRS staff. Meanwhile, we get the White House budget proposing a more than 14% cut to the IRS for the fiscal year that begins in October. So those two are obviously at odds.
So if there are fewer audits, Jill, does that mean people don't have to be as careful when they do their taxes or what?
No, we never say that. I mean, first of all, I know that overall audits for sure are lower. But of course, the higher your income, the more likely you are to be audited. The IRS audited 1.7% of returns that reported more than $200,000 in income, 5.8% of returns if you're lucky enough to make more than $1 million. But, you know, the odds are that you're not going to get audited. The scary thing is that if you do get audited, it's not a pleasant experience.
And what are the red flags that get the IRS's attention, even with reduced staffing?
You know what? The biggest flag is not reporting your income. Remember, the IRS receives copies of all the tax documents that you receive. So, by the way, if you have gotten any incorrect forms, hurry up, talk to the issuer, make sure corrections are made. And by the way, if you earned money and you did not receive a tax form, maybe you're in the gig economy, still you should report it. And also, the IRS computers, they've got all of your historic data. So when there's a big change, it can trigger a red flag, maybe a change in income, or that you're claiming big-time deductions that are disproportionately large compared with your income. Look, this doesn't mean you shouldn't try to claim these things. It just means you better have all your documentation before you start claiming them.
So we can't get a financial expert like Jill Schlesinger to say, don't be careful with your taxes. I realized the other day, the other thing that people like you will never say is it's a good time to sell your stocks. never hear that from anybody.
Let me just say this. With markets at highs, I'll tell you what, it is a good time. It's a good time to rebalance your portfolio.
Always a good time to rebalance. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Thanks so much.
Take care.